Just though I'm not going to be able to see Kelly from here, but.
Adam, how was your weekend?
Prefer not talk about it.
You don't want to talk about Vegas?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas usually happens at 9:30 a.m. when you're at a breakfast buffet with 10-year-olds and their families.
Did you run into Mike Tyson?
No, but I saw Donovan McNabb and we saw Dennis Rodman in a club.
How was that?
Weird.
Was he doing?
He was wearing a mesh tank top.
Were they together?
No, they were different. Donovan McNabb was wearing a three-piece suit when I saw him walking through
Vegas. Yeah, I feel like they're two totally different personas right there.
You never know. They might be hanging out. They could.
They could be.
But probably not.
No. But they could be. How was Epic?
Who knows?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was good. I like the music, but...
Oh, see? So I wasn't out of my mind, right?
I will blame Epic for... That was the last memory I have for the rest of the night.
Oh, it was that kind of evening.
Yeah.
You mean when you sent out a weird text that says, "Where's Tom Hardy?"
Yes. Can you imagine that?
The next day I was like, oh, damn.
And I was in Las Vegas and I was, couldn't function enough to text back.
Yeah, I was probably the only one that wasn't having problems.
There was no podcast fans at Epic on Saturday night.
Yes, nope. That was one of the most fun things that ever happened to me. Because it's like when your real life meets up with the life that you're in. The real world was calling me, and you guys were talking about Tom Hardy. It was awesome. Well,
let's be clear. Kelly was talking about Tom Hardy. True. I was not. I was trying to have an enjoyable evening when I got weird texts from Kelly.
Who thinks about Tom Hardy when, Biggie's playing at Epic? I don't know.
Somebody with
it was all old school music.
Did you think maybe he would just the dance floor would part and there would become Bane?
I think I just associated you two with Tom Hardy because I think you guys are the only ones that know my major obsession with him.
And all the listeners.
All three of them.
The summertime listeners know. We haven't talked about Tom Hardy in a while.
And
he
hasn't been
in anything.
I think your boyfriend knows.
Kinda. Yeah.
He doesn't know. Can you imagine if he's got no clue?
He knows. Every guy has a fetish, though, too, or, their dream chick.
Yeah, liking someone's not a fetish.
Yeah, the word fetish can't get thrown around like that, Kelly.
Fetish kind of goes hand in hand with safe word. You want to be careful what you say there.
Yes. Pineapple is mine.
No, I understand. I have a new obsession because I saw the chick from Iron Man 3, Rebecca Hall. She's in there.
Isn't Gwyneth in it?
Well, yeah, but I'm not obsessed with Gwyneth.
Why? She was just voted, wasn't she voted sexiest woman of the year?
By whom?
People, wasn't
by
it?
By people who need a mother figure in their lives?
Wasn't
not
it
me.
People magazine? I swear to God, everyone's like, are you kidding? Rebecca Hall looks awful in her picture on Google. All
right. Yeah, okay, that's not a great photo of her. But if you see her on the large screen, she has just very nice lips.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what she's from? She's from the town.
Is she?
Yeah, she's the girl that gets robbed at the bank and then he falls in love with her.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's English. I did not know her.
I think she's in Revenge, too.
Yeah, she was very good in Iron Man 3, which I saw. We can discuss. Me and Adam are both losers because we did not make it to the free screening of The Great Gatsby.
Oh, you didn't make it?
Well, no, because I thought it was 7:30 and I was in a high-level meeting. That's why I was like, oh, save me a seat. Just go in there.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I can't go. And I was like, oh. So then I text Nick Stutzman, and he was like, yeah, I'm at softball. So nobody was there. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to make it in time then because I was down on Elmwood at ETS.
I was
really looking forward to talking to you about that today.
Actually just want to ask you, what is the premise of... I mean, everyone has heard of The Great Gatsby, but what is the premise of it?
This guy, he's a lion tamer, okay? And what he does is he goes to different zoos, and he recruits different lions.
Are you joking?
Yeah, that's a total lie.
What are you talking about? What a jerk.
Jason, tell her what The Great Gatsby is about.
I was actually thinking about The Great Gatsby when I was watching Iron Man 3 because, he's a rich... Batman is a rich guy who fights crime at night. And then now Tony Stark is this incredibly rich guy who turns into Iron Man. I'm like, if Great Gatsby were born, if it was set in, the 60s or something, he could be a superhero, too. Because what he is doing, he made money to try and impress this horrible woman named Daisy, who he's in love with, but was rich at the time, and he was poor. So back then, couldn't happen, wrong side of the track type thing.
Why is she a horrible woman?
Because she wouldn't be with him.
Well, isn't it normal then, though? I mean, she couldn't be with him.
She could have.
No, but then she does some questionable things after he
she's still
gets
horrible.
Lots of money.
So is she a scandal in this movie?
Pretty much, yes. Yeah. She's scandalous.
But I mean, if he was a superhero, that would definitely impress her. But instead, he just made lots of money
and threw the sickest parties.
So this is like a love story.
Yes.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah, which I had no idea. I'm like, I don't get it. What are all these fireworks for, like, in the previews?
Oh, it's a great story.
Well, that's the weird thing about the new version. I mean, although I'm still excited to see the movie, I've heard good things, but now they have this weird hip-hop, like, soundtrack. So they're trying to, like, hip it up. So
which I think
like,
is
weird.
Awesome. I'm into that.
Jason is not into it.
What are we going to do? Put another Robert Redford movie out there? I almost just swore straight up.
We don't even know how to bleep it out.
I know. I just stopped myself. That was so good.
I don't know. I would have hit the cough button by accident.
I
would have
so
done nothing.
Good. But what are we going to do? Listen to Robert Redford and what, like, you know, a string quartet play? I'm not interested in that. I want to be excited.
We just don't see eye to eye on anything that comes to Great Gatsby. Yeah, like I like the Robert. I did see the Robert Redford movie, and I like that version.
I love that version.
Why,
but we can't redo
too?
It.
Well, he did. There was a Great Gatsby movie with Robert Redford. And
where did you go to high school, Kelly?
I don't know. I mean, honestly,
that's like required reading for everybody.
For everyone.
No, I have
like
no idea.
10th grade.
Everybody reads.
You mean
it.
You don't know where you went to high school?
No,
have no idea
I
about
went
the
to
book?
St. Mary's, but we never. I mean,
I actually even I taught it 2 years ago.
Oh, so you're like a pro.
I'm pretty much a pro. That's why I don't listen to anything that Jason says about it, because I know that I'm
Isn't
right.
Isn't it like your favorite book, though, Jason?
It is my favorite book.
It's both of our favorite books.
Oh, war.
I mean, I think a lot of guys relate. I mean, I relate to it because I was trying to. There's a woman in my life that is a horrible woman that I was trying to impress because I was not good enough for her.
You always got to hit this part.
I've had a list. I have a laundry list of horrible women that I've tried to impress, and it's never worked out well.
Why don't you guys stop trying to impress women and have them impress you?
Yeah, that would be really great if you didn't look like us.
Yeah.
Will you stop it?
You look
not like you guys are trolls. Could you stop?
If you look like, you know, Michael J. Fox in the 80s, then it's easy.
Well, and it's different. Like you're gonna make it Michael you don't J. Fox. You're a woman, Kelly. You don't understand.
Yes, I do. Don't act I've had my fair share of men trouble.
I'm sure you have. I'm not saying everything's gone perfect in your life, but you know.
Well,
let's talk about it. I think we should just
just talk about all your
relationships dumped before.
We should really open up.
But honestly, I wouldn't be where I am now if I didn't learn from the things
well,
then.
Well, of course, yeah. If no one's been, like, if you had no adversity or no one ever been dumped, you would be.
And seriously, I look back at some of those guys that I was crazy about and thought today, thank God I didn't end up with them.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, because you've grown. And, yeah, I mean, I'm over that person, that horrible person. But it's just.
I don't know if you are. You're so pretty bitter.
Well, first of all, let's mention that I am miserable because I'm experiencing allergies. Me and all the millions of nerds around the world.
Isn't that just nerds?
Mostly nerds get allergies.
Only nerds talk about it.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, you know, most of the time, even though I'm a pleasant person, I hate most things, people, and places. But now I really hate it today.
You're really agitated.
Yes, because I'm miserable and my eyes hurt. And they're red, so people might think I'm crying. So it might look like I'm extra emotional.
I know. Jason walked into work
but
yesterday.
I'm not.
I was like, are you okay? He's like, it's allergies. I'm not like crying or anything.
You should have totally played up crying.
You just
got your heart
so
broken.
So miserable walking in. I was like, oh, boy.
Well, yeah, I had my glasses on because I couldn't put my contacts in. And my eyes were all red.
You were a little hunched over.
You should definitely make something of just everyone will be so nice to you at work.
Yeah.
That's awful.
You just got to play the game at work. That's what it's all about.
Not at our work.
No,
it's
no,
not worth
yeah.
It.
No, that's true. You guys got those. Never mind.
So I will probably see The Great Gatsby, and then it's probably for the best because me and Adam Mike got into a fight right in a theater over it.
Is it super long? I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure it's like
it
2 hours.
I'm pretty sure it's very long.
Plus, I'll with the new version where we see Gatsby going crazy. I don't remember him shouting like that.
How about
me
Tobey
neither.
Maguire making? It's 2 hours and 23 minutes long.
That's a tad long.
How about Tobey Maguire being in it? Any movie he's in, I immediately have a chip on my shoulder.
Why?
Isn't he the worst? He's such a little weasel. Like I can't believe I still hate that he was Spider-Man.
I think he's something that's smaller than a weasel. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
A ferret.
Oh, the worst guy.
Groundhog.
Groundhogs are okay.
Well, yeah.
I thought ferrets. You hated them after your Groundhog Day experience.
Yeah, but they're kind of chubby. They don't have much going for them, so it's not really that big of a deal. But a ferret? very skinny and could probably get through a keyhole.
All right, let's.
They do. They like cut through like the bottom of your couch. If you ever have like ferrets for pets, I've known some people. They like go right in, like eat the bottom of the couch out, and like go.
My
sister, like yeah, secure places to sleep and stuff.
My sister's roommate, who happens to be one of our cousins, has ferrets, and
aren't
my sister
they nasty?
Did not like them.
They bite.
Yeah, and they like squirrel around and do weird things.
Yeah, they're weird. They're all right though.
Get a cat.
And dress them up weirdly.
I like dressing
up. Put a
my
Bane mask
cat.
On a cat.
I would if they sold them.
No, get a dog. Dogs are way cooler.
I used to think that.
Until you had a cat.
Just get nothing and go home and play video games. You don't have to worry about anything. That's the key. Because they're out of your mind with your pets.
Open yourself up, Adam. Come on.
Won't do it.
To love. Love of an animal.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Get a monkey. Get a little piglet. That's what I wanted.
I do want a pig.
I do, too. I want a pig named Mortimer.
Where did you get Mortimer from?
I have no idea.
He's already got the name picked out.
You're just trying to be like George Clooney. He had a potbelly pig.
I don't want one of those. I think they're called Royal Dandies, and they only stay like as big as a Chihuahua.
And what are they?
They're called Royal Dandies.
It's
they're
a
pigs.
Pig?
Yeah, it's a breed of
is
pig.
It
they're
genetically,
like teacup pigs.
Are they is it they like that from nature, though, or are they genetically modified to like
care.
Never grow big?
Paris Hilton used to have one.
A Royal Dandy? You
look it up in your phone.
How about what's his name has a monkey? Who? Justin Bieber.
Well, he's going crazy, so.
Yes. Did you see that thing that I put about him and Zach Morris on Facebook?
Yes.
How long do Royal Dandies live, though?
I don't know. They're super expensive, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Hey, well, let's talk about Iron Man 2, because I'm sure that's... Or, I'm sorry, Iron Man
3.
Did you see it?
I did. I saw it today.
Who's in it, besides...
Why didn't
Rebecca
you see
Hall?
Who's the bad guy?
Because I wanted to see Iron Man before I saw The Great Gatsby then, even though, since I blew that Tuesday. That guy who was in Memento, but he probably doesn't remember it.
Guy
no
Pierce?
Yeah.
I love
Guy
that movie.
Guy Pierce is from Lawless, too.
Is he?
Yeah, he plays the guy.
He is the bad guy.
He does, you're right.
Oh, he plays a good bad guy.
And Ben Kingsley is in there.
I like him.
And, of course, John Favreau.
No.
Favreau?
No. Fail.
Is it an epic fail? But he is he's actually annoying in it, and I was tired of looking at his face, so I'm glad that he
doesn't he direct
left.
The movies?
No, he directed two, but he was just in this part. I mean, he didn't direct it. The guy who directed Shane Black directed this one. I don't know what else he's directed, though. So
I'm sending you a picture of this pig.
I was
the Royal Dandy.
Doing almost the exact same thing. So how was it, Jason?
Give us your three-word review.
No, I only do that for movies that I don't like. And, no, I don't know. Like I said, in the beginning, I was a little miserable, so it was kind of like the movie was grating on me for the first, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. But it won me over. So I don't
you
have
You need, like, a night out, man. I feel bad for you.
No, I'm already on the mend. My allergies are going away, so it'll be okay. And, you know, I have a lot to...
It rained. Isn't that supposed to help?
I don't know.
It's supposed to wipe all the pollen out and stuff.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't keep track of that. I don't even know what I'm allergic to. I guess it would be pollen. I just know for a week in May I have bad allergies and then they go away.
Oh, my God.
But nobody cares.
Is it always like that?
What?
A week in May? It's always 1 week?
For me, I think other people have it long. It depends
on
which you're allergic to.
Some people get it like all year.
Well, yeah. Some people are like those are the hardcore nerds.
Yeah.
Why are you calling them nerds?
I don't know. Have you seen a lot of jocks with allergies? Have you seen
yeah,
a lot of football
players? My
boyfriend
gets really bad allergies.
And did that stop him from playing football or anything like that? No.
He doesn't play football, but he's a contractor. He's always outside and stuff.
Well, then he's a nerd.
Oh, my God. I just sent you like nerd. The same, like almost the same picture to you and Jason.
I couldn't figure out how to add Jason's name.
That is not a Royal Dandy. That's a potbelly pig that you sent me.
I know. Hilarious. So, wait. So, let's talk about it, Jason.
Sorry.
Straighten yourself out. Adam, if you're going to send a picture of a Royal Dandy.
I'm sorry. What? Talk to me about this movie.
Oh.
What's the premise? What's it about?
Well, first of all, it's I don't. Why was it bothering me? I don't know. Well, Robert Downey Jr. won me over because he is great. I forget how great he is in roles like that. I mean, he's just, you know, good actor all around. You like him, right?
I do. I love him. I think he made the Avengers. I think if he wasn't in the Avengers, it would not be the movie that it was.
It is hard to... I mean, and there was an actual plot. I mean, I guess... I am spoiled on Hero because I still have Batman in my head, and this is totally not like that. It's like... I mean, while it has a plot, it's totally not... The tone is way... I mean, there's no themes of like, the Batman Explored. It's just more like, here's a movie of pure entertainment... And then, I mean, with a plot and stuff, and, you know, things kind of get a little muddled in the middle, like most movies, but it was there. And,
was
you know,
it a
Robert,
good plot, though, or is it just watching him for the humor?
It's no, I mean, it was good enough. I mean, the tone, sometimes I felt like the tone was a little, because it's hard to be serious when they kind of, like, flip-flop, like, you know, they have a serious, scary scene, I guess, and then they go and then have, like, a weird, like, there's a plot twist, I guess people are calling it, which, I mean, obviously I won't spoil. Because I don't do
obviously.
That.
Obviously. He obviously it. Won't spoil it.
But it's spoil so, it. It's so weird. Like, the way it's done, it's, like, so... I don't want to say fun, but, you know, it's, like, super... I don't know what the word... There's, like, a lot of levity in the situation, so it's hard to, like, take the movie, not seriously, but it's just so weird and funny that it's, you know... Then it kind of throws... It, like, it's slightly uneven, let's put it that way. But it's, yeah, it's entertainment all around. And then you realize it's just a summer movie. Yeah, I mean, it's
is this like
not.
The last one now? Are they done?
No, they're going to do more.
Really?
I think they're setting things up for the...
Look, I like the first one. The second one was okay, but I don't even have a...
I did not like the second one at all.
No,
oh,
the
second
I mean,
man.
It was all right. It wasn't like...
Yeah, it was way better than the second one.
It was. That's what I was worried about, yeah. Was that there was going to be these crappy...
Who was in the second one? Terrence Howard?
No, it was Don Cheadle had already taken over for Terrence Howard. But
and
it
they
was
both
Mickey.
Get in the suits together.
Yeah, and that's another, like, he wasn't Iron Man enough, like, he wasn't in the suit enough, I feel like.
In this movie or in
yeah,
the last one?
Yeah, and in three, this one. Like, they suffer from that. You know, like, sometimes, like, in Batman, he kind of did, like, Batman did disappear, and all these other characters took over, and that kind of, that was the one thing I didn't like. Like, we need more I know he's in a cave or whatever, recovering from his broken back, but...
You're not there to watch the other characters.
Yeah, you want to see Batman.
Hanging from a rope swing.
And there is, like, Robert Downey Jr., but you want to see more of him in the suit. I mean, that was probably part of it. I mean, him not in the suit, but...
Well, people are there to see Iron Man.
Yeah, and there is, and the ending is great. It's very creative with all, I don't know if you've probably seen it, but there's all the different suits. I mean, it's a good ending, and then...
Don't spoil it.
No, there's nothing to spoil. And like he's having some, I think they're setting up for the Avengers because he's having some issues that's from when he, you know, had to go to New York City to fight in the Avengers.
Don't
so
you
like,
think he's going to get sick of playing this role over and over and
I,
over
I don't
again?
Know. When they pull up that dump truck full of like $20 million,
but
like, here
yes.
you go. Be yourself.
I know,
that's
but I mean,
basically
now he's got
like
this
him,
money.
Right?
I just.
He's not going to get sick of it. I don't think so. I mean, he's probably got one. I just saw the preview for Thor coming out. And
I'm over all these movies. I'm sorry. I'm getting
it
done
doesn't
with the
look
superhero
good, though.
Thing.
Well, they go to Asgard now, and what's her face is still in there.
I
the,
didn't
the
see
chick
Thor.
From who's the chick from Thor?
Can't remember.
I'll look it up.
The hot one.
I'm telling you though.
He's the hot one
from think, the Black Swan.
I think sure. Kelly's onto something.
What?
Natalie Portman.
Yes.
I think Kelly's onto something here. I think that it's. I think we're on our tail. I think it's. I think we're oversaturated.
Fizzling
almost.
Out.
I think almost oversaturated.
Oh, well, there
this
is going to
like
be.
This is like when horror movies were the thing, and now everyone's like, oh, come on.
Well, there is going to be an end to the superhero movies. I mean, this summer is Superman, and I saw more of that. That looks still looks. I'm still intrigued. I'm still okay. Kevin Costner is the dad, is the adopted dad.
In what?
In Superman.
See, that looks good, I think. I would see that. Just because when they did that reboot a few years ago, that I didn't really like the reboot. With Kevin Spacey and that guy
yeah,
that
no
one
no,
has
I
seen.
Didn't think
that
it was
that
good.
Was pretty bad. Bryan Singer did wrong there when he usually does okay.
It's funny because like a lot of those initial superhero movies were not very good.
Well, things were different. I mean, it was the trend then. I remember when I saw Batman Forever with like. Is that the one with, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that?
No, that one's Batman and Robin.
Batman, I was like, this is the best movie ever. And now I look back at it, and I'm like, this is the stupidest movie ever. Compared to what they did now, it's so much more dramatic now and realistic, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, those are already, like, antiquated.
I mean, I loved, like, Jim Carrey as the Riddler. I don't know. But now it's just so... Things aren't made like that anymore. It was more comedy then.
Well, Marvel took over, though. They took over control of their own... movies, so that's what made Iron Man great. Like, Iron Man was a great movie, the first one, so
Didn't they sell it to Disney now, though?
Did they? Yeah, but they still have a hand in, you know, like Stan Lee and all that, I believe. Yeah. And the Avengers.
He's in every movie.
Yeah.
It's yeah, a cameo. Little cameo. He has a little 2-second cameo in this one. You gotta look fast to see.
You know what else was stupid? The Fantastic Four?
Oh, those were awful. They're rebooting those already.
Oh, they my are. Gosh. Yeah. I'm over it. I don't even want to see
them. That's what
I'm
saying.
And you know what? They're all like 3 hours long. It's like maybe, waste my time.
Do you think they're ever going to do the Justice League? They've been talking about it for years.
They're going to. I guess it's still in the works.
Aren't they doing Wonder Woman too?
That fell apart too.
Wasn't Megan Fox supposed to be Wonder Woman?
I think she was in the running. Some other chick actually had the role, and then it just fell apart. I forget her name. Because they had the suit, they were modeling the suit, and then anytime they release it on the internet, they just open themselves up to huge amounts of criticism from the fanboys.
And then they shut it right down.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh my god, this is not going to go anywhere, even though it's just a bunch of nerds with allergies on the internet looking at pictures of Wonder Woman.
I love that.
Whoever's listening, every time he says allergies, just take a drink.
Yes. Yes. I love that idea. We're probably in trouble for that. Of water.
No.
Yeah, chug some water.
Milk.
It'll be a fun game at our live podcast.
Yes, we can do that at the live podcast.
I would definitely better than two. I would definitely recommend it. I mean, you can't. I mean, there's a couple moments of just.
They're saying the Justice League comes out in 2015.
Are they making? Yeah, I mean, they're definitely. It's in the works now that Avengers did so well. Like, that's DC's version. They definitely want to get that out there. I think they just have to nail down. They're still trying to nail down a director, though, aren't they? And like casting and all that.
It doesn't even have a. Let me look.
I mean, I don't know who would play
Batman.
It's
just a writer. It only has like the writer.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be successful because it's just, it's a little different than the Avengers. So I think it's my prediction already is it's not going to be good.
Are you guys getting over this? And you like comic books and stuff. You're not getting a little over this?
Oh, I'm over it. Like, I could... I don't need to see... Because they have to make everything so big. Like, the next Avenger... Like, everything's just always so world... You know, like, this huge conflict. Like, I'm...
I feel like the Twilight series wasn't as bad as these things are getting.
Whoa, let's not go... Let's not say things we can't take back, Kelly.
I blacked out for a second. I'm sorry.
Were you looking at Dandy Pigs?
Royal Dandies, not Dandy Pigs. They're great, right? Tommy wouldn't love one of those running up to you when you came home.
I wouldn't want anything to come up to me when I get home.
Oh, my God. You two are like the most miserable people. You're bringing me down.
Here's a little... here's something that made me miserable as well. This is the time of the... Here's the time of the show that I like to call where I drop names.
Uh-oh. Yes.
I should have a special sound effect for
this. We have nothing to do with it for anyone listening.
I would love a special sound effect.
Just something that goes like, boom, I'm dropping some names. And FYI, Kelly.
Uh-oh.
I just hate myself. I should hate myself for saying FYI, but comedians are actually surprisingly miserable in general.
Most of the time.
Well, I don't
know. When they're not on stage, they're pretty miserable.
When we're on stage sometimes, too.
I'm painting with a broad brush. A big brush. Whatever you want to call it. No, anyway.
Oh, that's a horrible picture.
Oh, my God.
Is that even real? That looks like Miss Piggy, doesn't it?
Sort of.
You should put it on the Twitter page.
Yeah, tweet that.
I'm going to tweet it. Jason, I want to know about why you were so angry. Oh. And I want you to drop a name.
Well, first of all, before I get to that, let me drop this first name. Then in case you're thumbing through the gusto, you should read my interview with Eric Griffin from Workaholics, who's appearing at Helium tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. So, but that interview did not make me miserable. Actually, my the comedian who's coming to Klein Hands in June, Bill Burr, I had the pleasure of interviewing him, and it did not go so well, though.
Oh, no.
What do you mean
I was
going to
say,
so
that's
well.
Awesome.
Is he a jerk?
And I'm going to blame him. Yeah.
Of course you're going to blame him.
Why would you blame anyone else?
I know.
Well, no, this is how it went. I was appointed to call him at a certain, like, 1:30. I called him. So, you know, his publicist or whatever.
Oh, is he a redhead?
Yeah.
I don't like him already.
So, yeah.
Oh, no.
You might be onto something now with redheads. No, okay. So I called him exactly at the time I was supposed to call him, which was, I think, 1:30, but he's in California, so it's whatever. I can't do math. 3 hours earlier.
9.
Yes, thank you.
10.
10. Come on.
No, 10:30. No. Yeah. 11:30, 12:30, 1:30. Yeah, okay.
Guys.
Counting is fun.
So I call him, and he's all out of breath. And he's like, oh, he's like, I'm running a little behind. I'm still, he's like running stairs by his house. So he's exercising. So like for the first 5 minutes, he's out of breath while I'm talking to him, which is a real joy.
I hope you put that in your story. You should have.
Well, I didn't. It's not coming out yet. But I mean, this is, so I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. And I mean, we started out okay. Like we kind of had bad cell phone reception. So I think he said something and he's like, oh, did you hear what I said? And I was like, oh, no, I didn't. And then I think he was like making a joke and he was disappointed that I didn't hear it. And then as we got into the questions, and, you know, granted, he probably already sold out, and I mean, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. He probably didn't have to do an interview for Buffalo because I think Klein Hans is probably sold out, and he's done a million of these or whatever. His publicist is probably just like, do it. But I asked him the one question. I'm like, oh, you know, and these are not groundbreaking questions. Excuse me. I like, whatever. But I was like, you know, a lot of great Boston or a lot of great comedians come out from the Boston area, and they seem angry and edgy. Do you know why that is? And he's like, I don't know. You tell me. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a great interview. And then he tried to kind of like back. He's like, well, you know, it's kind of like the forest or the tree. Like, can't see the tree because you're in the forest. Basically, because he came from there. He doesn't know. So I'm like, okay. And then I was like, well, so you've been on Conan, and, you know, in the Late Show, like basically all Letterman. And I was going for like, you know, like what's, how are they different kind of thing? Like, you know, like I'm sure Leno's different than Letterman. Right. And he's like, well, I was on the Late or on Conan 94. He's like, dude, and you know, if you listen to his podcast, he talks just like, he says dude a lot, but that's mm-hmm. how actually he really talks. He's like, dude, he called me dude. He's like, dude, I feel like you're running out of questions.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, cause he's like, that's going back to 94. And I'm like, well, no, it's just kind of like news to me. You know what I mean? Like I was doing like a chronological thing and I'm not running out of questions, but that kind of like, it was like an awkward moment. Because it was like, I don't really feel like asking you anything anymore.
Hey, why don't you go choke on something?
I don't think the first comment was as rude as you took it. But then when you say the second comment, maybe it was.
Right. And then, I mean, I know it's like I said, you talk. And then I was like, well, you know, he knew he was good friends with Patrice O'Neill, who is a great comic, too. So I was like, well, can you tell me a story? And I knew as soon as I kind of said like that sums him up. But I knew that he was going to say you can't sum someone up. But he's like, oh, you can't sum up Patrice. And I'm like, well, I know.
Just tell me a story.
Yeah, like, I was like, well, just give me a story. I know I don't want to, like, sum up his whole persona, but, like, work with, you know, like, this is an interview. You're like, you kind of know the deal, bro. And then at 2 o'clock, like, exactly 2 o'clock, he's like, oh, I got another call. So he's like, all right, I got to go, you know. And it's like, and they're like, what was it done? He's like, all right, and then, like, we ended the conversation that weird, like, it's always awkward when you end a conversation. He's like, all right, talk to you later. Like, he said that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to talk to you again.
Oh.
I might put your number on the internet.
So how's your piece going to be then?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good way to work this into it. You're like how
an
I feel
evil
about
redhead,
it.
And this is who.
Well, see, I'm not. Now I'm not anti.
Whoa, evil redhead.
I'm not totally.
Tell me to that Buffalo. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Coming to Buffalo. Beware, evil redhead coming to Buffalo. That'd be awesome if that was like his tagline.
Because I did. I emailed back his publicist and I'm like, oh, thanks for setting up the interview. Did you want me to send you a link when it's done? She's like, sure, that'd be great. I was like, all right, get ready for this.
Are you going to blast him?
No, I can't do
you
that.
You should
in
send
the
a picture of you like popping the bird and
No, that's why I'm just relentlessly bad mouthing him now to get it. I mean, I'm still a fan and I mean he's
No,
I
you're not. You're not
No,
a fan.
He's fine. I just have to tell everyone
you're
what
mad
a horrible
at him.
Experience. Well, yeah, because that was I feel it was a little ridiculous. I don't feel like part of it, because I am a big fan, I kind of wanted to, you know, I am needy, and I wanted to, like, connect. I wanted him to say, you know, connect. I wanted to connect with him, because I feel like I've connected with other people. Ready for more name drops?
I'd love to.
No, I connected with Eric Griffin. Like, we had a good time on the phone, you know, like, we laughed, ha ha ha, you know? And I connected with this other guy that's coming next week, Pete Corelli. Like, we had a good time. I talked to him for, like, an hour. Like, most of the people I talked to on the phone are like, it was really good talking to you. Hope to see you at the show, like, at Helium.
Right.
Like, with Todd Glass. And then it was just like, you know, like, oh, like, you're like, my questions weren't good enough for him or something. Like,
maybe he's
you know,
not a morning person.
And he had a good Buffalo. He has a good Buffalo story. So look for that. I mean, because he's been to Buffalo before. So like the opening of the.
Did you tell him
article.
That all the girls in Buffalo are ugly like you told the other guy?
Oh, finesse. I did not say all the girls in attention.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. What
How
did
I
you
miss
no,
that?
No.
That's
no.
what like Reggie Bush said. Look what happened to him.
Yeah. He got away from the Kardashian. He worked. It worked out good.
Ugh, well, the girl, he was like, yeah, I just told him there's not, like, what did you say?
No,
not
this is what I said.
To or something?
Again, you're misquoting me, Kelly. No, finesse is like, how are the girls in Buffalo? And I'm like, well, it's not like New York City where you turn left, right, bam, gorgeous women. Oh. But I was like, there are pretty girls here. I was like, it's just not,
he's probably,
you're not
like,
surrounded.
Great. I gotta get really drunk.
No, he's not like, he's actually Finesse. I did meet him and he's like super, super nice and like super humble. He's like, tweet at me. And he like retweeted my tweet when I was like, oh, I saw Finesse at Helium.
I love when celebrities retweet my tweet. I get so excited.
Actually, he didn't retweet.
Celebrities retweet you, Kelly?
Only Perez Hilton. That's good enough for me. Every time he retweets me, I get like 10 followers.
He retweeted you?
Yeah. I wasn't even following him either.
I had something that he definitely would have retweeted, and I was going to tweet it at him, but then I thought to myself, how many of my friends will be like, you're a weirdo if I'm tweeting at Perez
Hilton?
He's
the king of retweeting, too. Like, he'll do it all day long.
I thought I was going to tweet it at you, but I don't think I did.
No.
But, you know, plus it looks bad. Or no, it doesn't look bad, but you do look kind of needy when it's out there. Hang, when you, like, when someone sees your timeline and it goes at Perez Hilton, and he didn't, like, no one responds to
that.
Like, it just looks like you're needy, like, always trying to communicate with these people when they don't communicate back.
Yes, though. Exactly.
Who cares? It's Twitter.
I care.
Everybody cares.
I only know, like, two of my followers. The rest of them, I have no clue who they are.
Are the two of your followers that you know sitting in this studio with you? Here's what I tweeted, Kelly. This is yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago. This is when the those girls got released. Amanda Berry gets out, right? It says, how pissed do you think Amanda Bynes is now that she's not even close to being the most important Amanda in the news? Hashtag pretty pissed.
I did see
that. I got a few retweets from that.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
I love that you're so Amanda Bynes now.
Yes, I'm so Amanda Bynes.
And I think the term should be freed, not really. They weren't in a jail sentence.
No, in the news. Oh, yes. What did I say?
Well, you said, like, released, as in, like, your time's up.
Found is what I really meant.
Your time in kidnapping. Statute of limitation ran out. Please leave my home.
Yes, you're allowed.
No, I did see that. That was a good tweet.
Oh, I actually have one bit of celebrity news that I wanted to talk about that was kind of important.
All right, let's wrap up with that, then.
They're thinking of totally firing all the judges for Idol and rebooting the entire show, and the producer.
Who's currently judging? Your man, Steven Tyler?
Keith Urban. Mariah Carey, Nicki Minaj, and, of course, Randy Jackson, because he doesn't go anywhere.
He knows a good thing when he sees it.
They're thinking of firing all of them.
Where did you hear that? Where did you read that?
Us Weekly.
Very reliable source.
They're not bad.
No, I mean, it would probably be a good idea. They add, like, their
last show only raked in, like, 11 million viewers, and that's, like, really rock bottom for them. So.
But what do they expect? I mean, they have been. Has it been 10 years?
I mean, I used to watch it religiously, and that one was when I was in high school, I think.
Yeah, and it's just natural to wear. Like, and who's their last... I do remember Kelly Clarkson, but who's the...
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood, but after, like, the last five Idols, have they even gone on to do anything besides play, like, the lead in Spamalot?
Yeah, right? Who else? Who's another big one?
In the last 5 years.
Clay Aiken is what you're talking about with the lead in Spamalot. Amazing.
Yeah, big deal.
Clay Aiken was,
and he didn't
Celebrity
even win.
Apprentice,
no, he
though.
Was like second.
He was to Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, where's Ruben?
Ruben opened a pizza shop and retired. That's a true story.
Well, he's probably gonna kill. He's gonna eat himself to death.
Yes, perfect.
Fantasia.
What does she do?
She does Lifetime movies.
I actually looked this up the other day.
Or who's the chick that just was on the weight loss with the nice tight gray
Jennifer
leather
Hudson,
pants?
But she not only did she not win, she got kicked off like.
Yeah, see?
Before the top 10,
yeah,
I think,
she went
in
on
the top 10.
To win an Oscar, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And she looks good in her tight
gray
leather pants now. I'd like to meet her.
She's married to a professional wrestler.
I would like to meet her without her husband.
Do you know how he started?
He's
David? He was on I Love New York.
He was on I Love New York?
He was on the first season of I Love New York. His name's David, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Otunga.
Mm-hmm. He was on the first season of I Love New York. He was like... He made it to the top three, I think, the final three.
No
I love
way.
New York. What is she doing? I'd like to be on that
what
dating
show.
What is
New show. York doing?
Do you want to know what? I love that we're talking about this because I actually was watching old episodes of it like two
Where
weeks
was it on?
Ago.
I'd love to see that. I love
Just,
her.
Just like Google it. Look up.
You were Googling I Love New York episodes.
Oh, like you haven't done anything like that before.
Aziz Ansari's joke comes alive again. Just Googling New York. I think I have Googled her, but her wiki page is like so because it's just like her last, she tried to get in some movie, or her last show got scrapped, and then like she's
Tiffany Pollard.
Probably doing nothing. But
now I know that name is.
That's amazing because I just got to the Wikipedia page for I Love New York and Tiffany Pollard. I was like, oh, that, I wish I knew her name, and then you said it. She's from Utica, New York. Not even real New York.
Oh, you know what? We have to go because I have to get to work.
Well,
I can't be late.
I was supposed to be there before you, so.
Whatevs. I don't know if someone's coming in. So, to sum up, go see Iron Man 3. Go see The Great Gatsby. You could always call in and we can discuss that. Me and Adam can disagree. We're probably going to fight about that. And go see Bill Burr, but just don't try to interview him because he's a real jerk over the phone.
Oh, man.
No, well, don't refund your tickets. No, I still respect him as a comedian. He was just having a bad day.
Stop it. You're just trying to make, like, try it.
What am I trying to do?
I hope we both.
Are you trying to say I'm having it both ways?
I hope we both get to meet him, and I can just hand him an episode of our podcast and say, listen to what this guy actually said about you.
I'll say it to his face. I am not afraid to repeat whatever I say to someone's face because I feel like.
Oh, I am. I'll be like, oh, I love you. I love Redhead.
No, I stand by because what I said is true. And I mean, I would like to hear his take on it. Like, oh, well, maybe your questions were just horrible. Like, I don't know. Whatever. No, Bill Burr, I still listen to his podcast. It's fine. So, all right. Let's
have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, everyone. We'll be back next week.
Cut. Send it to editing. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.